evening volleyball mode here on Arena tonight. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Night. They have just started the rose ceremony, so we're going to go right down to the arena floor.
Alexa Ziegeldorf, playing in honor of Carol Brenner, loved one lost, accepting the rose, Michelle Ziegeldorf. Deja Claggett, playing in honor of Gina Small, currently battling, accepting the rose, Gina Small. Jency Gergen, playing in honor of Diane Brandsrud, survivor, accepting the rose, Amy Gergen. Sam Mang Morideth and Paige Sharon, playing in honor of Joyce Watkins, loved one lost, accepting the rose, Jody Watkins Even and Christina Jackson. Ireland Henrich, playing in honor of Don Forbragg, survivor, accepting the rose, Don Forbragg. Kelsey Schuhart, playing in honor of Tara Schuhart, currently battling, accepting the rose, Tara Schuhart. Sydney Pay Severance, playing in honor of Connie Stevens, survivor, accepting the rose, Pam Haig. Allie Davis, playing in honor of Trisha Daly, currently battling, accepting the rose, Trisha Daly. Madison Hirschman, playing in honor of Carrie Merriam, survivor, accepting the rose, Carrie Merriam. Madison Juergens, playing in honor of Karen Peterson, loved one lost, accepting the rose, her daughters Jessica Anderson and Laura Kotz. Aurora Dreyer, playing in honor of Jessica Finale, survivor, accepting the rose, Kathy Smith. Hampton and Hilton Hines, playing in honor of Rose Ekman, survivor, accepting the rose, Rose Ekman. Christina Johnson, playing in honor of Christina Botel, survivor, accepting the rose, Christina Botel. Mackenzie Siemensma, playing in honor of Judy Garby and Vonda Smith, survivors, accepting the rose, Judy Garby and Vonda Smith. Ashlyn and Madeline Grace, playing in honor of Lila Spraka, loved one lost, accepting the rose, Jamie Grace. Kirsten DeGeest, playing in honor of Mary DeGeest, survivor, accepting the rose, Mary DeGeest. Haley Rogers, playing in honor of Carol Brenner, loved one lost, accepting the rose, Kathy Watson. Kyla Pesky, playing in honor of Heather Bischoff, survivor, accepting the rose, Heather Bischoff. Chloe Carr, playing in honor of Dorothy Miner, survivor, accepting the rose, Sarah Carr. Isabel Kramer, playing in honor of Trisha Parkhurst, currently battling, accepting the rose, Trisha Parkhurst. Kaya Cheddar, playing in honor of Frances Cheddar, survivor, accepting the rose, Frances Cheddar. Jaylee Olson and Ava Wambach, playing in honor of Brianne Olson, survivor, accepting the rose, Brianne Olson. Camden Fuchs, playing in honor of Kathleen Langsley, loved one lost, accepting the rose, her brother, Mike Fuchs. Olivia Purrington, playing in honor of Jean Holforty, loved one lost, accepting the rose, Heidi Holforty. Jesslyn Noyes, playing in honor of Julie Noyes, survivor, accepting the rose, Julie Noyes. Liliana Miller, playing in honor of Julie Miller, survivor, accepting the rose, Julie Miller. Jerry Ann Fergan, playing in honor of Ann Roby, survivor, accepting the rose, Ann Roby. Natalie Kingsley, playing in honor of Sharon Wiff, survivor, accepting the rose Sharon Whiff. Abigail Harrington, playing in honor of Rosemary Swenson, survivor, Lily Schroeder, survivor, Christy Schroeder, loved one lost, accepting the rose, Kathy Harrington. Brittany McClanahan, coaching in honor of Sharon Callister, survivor, accepting the rose, Laura Berquist. Lizzie Rammel, coaching in honor of Bonnie Katz, survivor, accepting the rose, Bonnie Katz. Sammy Zell, coaching in honor of Adele Flannery, survivor, accepting the rose, Adele Flannery. Tyann Ulmer, coaching in honor of Sarah Owen, survivor, accepting the rose, Sarah Owen. Huron Tiger Volleyball would like to thank everyone who supported the annual breast cancer match by either purchasing a t-shirt, participating in the rose ceremony, or making a special donation. We are making strides. Huron Tiger Volleyball and Huron Regional Medical Center join to bring you an evening devoted to volleyball and breast cancer awareness. Let's please hear it for these brave ladies.
And that is the always a stirring ceremony, the rose ceremony, as we honor those who have survived and also not survived the fight with breast cancer. That's what October's all about. October, Breast Cancer Awareness Night. It's been we've been doing this, I think, close to 20 years now for the Huron Tigers. Goes back, not quite 20 years, but I bet about 15, 16 years. And got a lot of pink in the arena tonight, and that's what we're all about here tonight. Volleyball, really the first sport to embrace the pink in October, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Other sports obviously have taken it as well, but it was volleyball that really was the first sport to take this full gear, and always enjoy having this on the air. I missed the first one. I apologize for that, but got the rest of them on, and now we are ready to start playing volleyball. Here on Tigers, Mitchell Colonels, important match for both teams tonight. Mitchell, they're at 6-14. They're seeded number 17 in AA right now. They need a win to get into the field. Now, Huron's in the field. They would like to play at home, so very important match for Huron right now. Seeded number 9, and they're right behind. For instance, up here, I think, said number 8, O'Gorman Lincoln, right ahead of them, too. Now, Huron plays O'Gorman next week. That's going to be a key match here as well, but definitely got to get a win over the Colonels to keep that momentum going and possibly get that final home match of the season here for the Sodak. Huron still has one regular season match at home. That'll be a week from Thursday, and that will be senior night as the Tigers host Brandon Valley. But hard to believe, here we are, just three matches left in the season. Huron Mitchell tonight, Huron at O'Gorman next Tuesday, then a week from Thursday, Huron hosting Brandon Valley to wrap up the regular season. These two teams played, well, seems like a different season, but it was the beginning of this season. It was that last Tuesday in August, I think it was August 29th, so not quite 2 months ago. Huron pulled out a 5-set win in a very steamy Mitchell High School gym. All the games I've done this year, that was easily the warmest we had, and showed one of the reasons why they're getting set to build a new gymnasium there, along with their new high school in Mitchell. Like I said, I was at a lot of football games where the temperatures were pretty warm as well, but none were warmer than when we played in Mitchell High School Volleyball back in August. So again, important match for both teams. Mitchell, a little deceiving with their record. They're 6-14. They have dropped a number of 5-set matches, including the one against Huron. In fact, we talked to Coach Deb Thill coming up. She kind of reminded me it was five sets, not only five sets, but 2018 in the fifth set, Huron winning, with both teams having a chance to win it out in that fifth set, but we just kept playing on until Huron finally put it away, 2018. Talk to both coaches, Deb Thill, head coach of Mitchell, Diane Ulmer, head coach of our Huron Tigers. We'll talk to both coaches next, coming up on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
The Huron Tigers scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Continue our pregame report here, getting set for Breast Cancer Awareness Night at the Huron Arena. Talk of Deb Hill, head coach of the Mitchell Colonels. Mitchell comes in with a record of 6-14 on the season. And, coach, here we are just, what, a week and a half away from the end of the regular season. And, you know, long season here. I know you've had a lot of ups and downs, but bottom line is you find yourself needing a win tonight, it looks like.
Well, we definitely need a win or two here the last couple weeks. We have three matches left, including tonight, you know, and our kids have competed real hard all season. You know, we've had some tough breaks. We've had kids with injuries and illnesses, and I thought our team has played really hard and competed hard. You know, we've had some five setters that didn't go our way, and really that's all we can ask of our kids is to keep, you know, getting better, to keep competing, giving yourself a chance, and we feel our kids can do that.
And you mentioned five setters. Well, you had one about 2 months ago right now against the Huron Tigers. Very steamy in the Mitchell High School gym that night, and really could have went either way. Huron just made a couple plays there at the end.
Right. I believe that was the 2018 set five.
Yes.
Yeah. So, well, we've had a couple set fives, but I believe that was one, yeah. And that was a great match, and you're right, you know. We fought off four match points, and from them, I thought we did a good job, but boy, both teams have changed a lot in 2 months, you know, and hopefully you've gotten, well, we're both thinking we're getting better, and I know, you know, Tyann's going to say the same thing, so hopefully it's a typical Huron Mitchell match, and it's going to be competitive, and we hope we can compete.
And that's the thing, it was 2 months ago, so I don't know much scouting you go off of that, although for the most part, a lot of the same personnel.
For the most part, yeah. You just kind of hope, like I said, that the kids have improved and gotten better and play a little defense better, play a little offense better, and see what we can do.
And tell us about the Huron Tigers, your focus for them.
Well, we got to stop their setter, for one. You know, she's a threat anywhere on the court and offensively, and she can make some really nice plays. And so we have to be aware of her. And we think they're, you know, pretty good at the net. And so we've got to stay in system so that our setter can run our offense.
And bottom line is, we mentioned it, about a week and a half left here. And you want to be playing your best now, and you need to be.
Right, yep. And we're both in the same boat. I know that, you know, Heron's going to make the playoffs, and that's kind of what we have to play well enough to do that. So we'll just see how it goes.
Deb Thill, head coach of the Mitchell Colonels. This is Dakota Sports on Tiger 95.
Is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors.
Go Tyann, 3, 2, and 1.
Performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Quinter Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! This Huron Tiger moment, 1974 Boys Golf. Coached by Hobie Richards, the 1974 Boys Golf team dominated, winning the ESD and also the Class A Championship. Team members, a lot of familiar names, Rob Sondrial, Jim Entwistle, Alan Bales, Kevin Carlson, and Craig Rink. Both Coach Richards and Jim Entwistle are now members of the Huron High School Hall of Fame.
The Huron Tigers scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
The school year places a heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways. So unnoticed visual problems can impact a child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Continue our pregame here as we get set for Huron Tiger Mitchell Colonel Volleyball Breast Cancer Awareness Night here at the arena. Talking with Ty Ulmer, head coach of the Tigers. 12-12 on the season. We've had a week off since traveling out to Pierre, losing a tough 1-5. And coach, I think everybody been waiting for this past week. It had been a while since we had a break like this.
Yeah, I think it was good for them. We got in the gym on Monday morning and they looked pretty good, jumping a lot better. So I think they needed the break.
You know, and you said afterward, after Pierre, we just need to work on us, and there really hadn't been any opportunities because you get done with one match, you got to prepare for the other, so you can do more of those fundamentals, that sort of thing.
Yeah, fundamentals, harder practices, and it was good for them. They needed it, so hopefully that shows today.
Now, that's the thing. It's been a week layoff, can be good or bad. You know, while we lost to Pierre, it was a five-set match, so it wasn't like we were blown out of the place. So, but bottom line is, you know, I think everybody wanted a rest, but probably the real key is see what we see tonight.
Yep, and I think the Pierre match, we didn't play well, right? But you go five with a good team, and I think it shows that we can still play bad and still compete a little bit.
Now, the Mitchell Colonels come in, second meeting, but it's also been 2 months since the last time you played. And while, for the most part, personnel is the same, I don't think the two teams are that much from where they were in August.
No, I think our level-wise has gotten better on both sides. So it's just going to be who competes more and who wants to have the win.
You know, and they do have a little size on their side. They're 6-14, but yet they've played a lot of five-setters. They've had some tough luck.
Yep, they have, and I think it's Huron, right? They always come out when they play Huron, so we just need to keep our composure, keep our energy, and just keep doing what we're doing and play fast and get those middles to slower.
And as I did mention, too, Breast Cancer Awareness Night and outside of Coronation, usually the best crowd you get for the season, so hopefully good crowd there, and the girls feed off that energy.
Yeah, hopefully it's a good crowd. I know we'll be missing the football boys tonight, but, yeah.
Well, bottom line is, including tonight, just three matches left in the season. So, you know, we're trying to get a home match for the SODAC. These matches are important.
Yep, we don't try to tell the girls that. I think it's too much pressure, and we don't do good with pressure. We just get really frustrated when we know something's on the line. So we just got to keep playing game by game and just let it fall.
Ty Ulmer, head coach of the Huron Tigers, will take a timeout on Dakota Sports.
Thornby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Thornby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Thornby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Thornby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge is hiring cooks, bartenders, servers, hostesses, and dishwashers. It's a great opportunity. You can work full-time, part-time, make extra money, and big tips. Apply in person at Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge or online at hangerrestaurantandlounge.com. Join the team at Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge. Apply in person or at HangerRestaurantLounge.com.
Shane Hartman here at Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
We're minutes away from play-by-play. Let's meet the Huron Tigers.
Karen Cass, I am a sophomore, number one, and I'm a DS. Alexis Pigeldor, junior, right side hitter, number two. Deja Claggett, senior, outside hitter, number three. Jensen Gergen, four, sophomore, stutter. Samantha Ming-Mordis, junior, number five, middle hitter. Ireland Henrich, senior, number six, DS. Kelsey Shuhart, senior, number seven, DS. Hilton Hines, sophomore, number nine, libero. Sydney Tay Severance, senior, number 10, outside hitter. Allie Davis, sophomore, number 11, outside hitter. Madison Hirschman, senior, number 12, DS. Maddie Jurgens, junior, number 15, DS. Aurora Dreyer, junior, number 16, right side hitter. Hampton Hines, senior, number 18, setter. Christina Johnson, senior, number 20, outside hitter. Mackenzie Simmonsma, senior, number 22, middle hitter.
Here's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And again, good evening. We're back in the arena and still a few minutes here before we get the introductions, anthem, and the start of our match here tonight, here on Tigers, Mitchell Colonels. It is 7 o'clock, and this is KIJV AM-FM in Huron. Stuart Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Lower levels today. Mitchell took the JV 25-8, 25-22. Huron took the sophomore match 25-21, 25-20. Now for Huron Volleyball, just tonight and two other matches, and then we're talking Sodak 16. After tonight, another week off, and then last road trip of the regular season at O'Gorman a week from tonight. And a week from Thursday, senior night back here at the arena, hosting the Brandon Valley Lynx. And then coming up 2 weeks from this coming Thursday will be the Sodak 16 somewhere, hopefully back here in the Huron Arena. But Huron's going to be very tight as to where they're at. Definitely need a win tonight, probably need at least to win two out of the last three to have a chance to host and preferably win all three, but that's easier said than done, as a lot of teams are even. And, well, O'Gorman next week, that's one of the teams Huron is chasing. Huron does have a 2 out of 3 win over O'Gorman back at that Pentagon tournament at the end of September. So they'll have a second go-round coming up in 1 week. But Mitchell, a little deceiving at 6-14. They've played with some hard luck, sometimes just failed to make their own luck. They've been in a lot of matches, including the first meeting back in August with Huron, a five-setter, which Huron won in the fifth, 2018, playing a lot of extra volleyball that night. And they could very well have this record at least 500, if not better. But again, sometimes you got to make your own luck, and Mitchell's had themselves a little bit of bad luck in the process. Huron, as I said, has had a week off and been a very welcome week off for everybody. Huron been, well, put it this way, 2 weeks from today will be the first Tuesday without volleyball since August 22nd. Huron volleyball is played every Tuesday starting on August 29th all the way through next Tuesday, Halloween. And then finally, as I said, in 2 weeks will be our first Tuesday night without Huron Tiger volleyball here in the late summer and fall. Breast Cancer Awareness Night, the live, or the silent auction is still live. If I understand it correctly, it will be closing at 8:30 tonight. I'm kind of trying to watch my bids here as well. Got my laptop up here, but once the match gets going, it's going to be kind of hard to watch that. But you can go to our Huron Radio News Facebook page, and we do have the link posted there if you want to drop by the arena. They have all of the silent auction items on display in the north lobby at the arena, and you can take a look at those as well. And Also watch a little volleyball, too, wear your pink. If you're still coming to the arenas, we're running just a little bit behind. I had the rose ceremony, and running behind here a few minutes. I'd say we'll be should be going here at about 10 minutes after 7 with the start of our volleyball match here this evening. Thursday is the 11AA quarterfinals of high school football here on Tigers. Number 7 seed will play 2 seed Yankton down at Crane Youngworth in Yankton. The two teams, of course, just played last Thursday here in Huron, so turn around and play again. Don't have to go too far for a scouting report on that. As a reminder, it is an earlier start time, and the radio guy is thankful for that. 6 o'clock is the kickoff on Thursday, so we'll be on the air 5:30 with the pregame from Yankton here on Tiger 95 over on KOKK. We'll have the Class 9B playoffs. A quarterfinal round, Hitchcock Tulare, defending champion, is at top seed at Avon. That is a 7 o'clock kickoff and 6:30 with the pregame over on KOKK on Thursday. Officials for our match are backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. Officials, the R1, the up official, Nicole Osborne, the R2, down official, Kelly Devine. Line judges are Jen Fuchs and Jeremy Noyes. They are the law on the court tonight, and they're backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. So both teams have been buzzed in here on wearing those new pink jerseys. Might be the last time they wear them here. I think they're just using them here for the month of October. So here on in the pink with white numbers and getting set. We're going to have the fanfare introductions tonight. They just turned the lights off, got the rolling lights going out of the Raptors. We'll have the anthem, the lineups coming up. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes on Dakota Sports Tiger 95.
Review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pops? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron. For a great meal, count on the Scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Brushing up, bettering yourself, or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Still in the process of going through the introductions, we'll give you the starters for both teams. Mitchell Kernels, head coach Deb Thill. Paige Guthmiller is a 5-foot senior libero. Kenna Solik, a 5'4 sophomore setter. Ava Brannon, a 5-foot junior defensive specialist. Campbell Weedy, a 5'10 sophomore middle. Hope Flippin, a 5'9 senior right side. Alyssa Delahan, a 5'7 senior right side. Sawyer Stabner, a 5'9 senior outside. Addie Seamson, a 5'8 sophomore, center and right side. Tiana Meadows is a 5'8 senior middle. Lauren Van Overschild, a 5'5 junior outside. Here on Tigers, head coach Tyann Ulmer. Girls we expect on the floor, Deja Claggett, a 5'6 senior outside. Samantha Meg Moradeth, a 5'9 junior middle. Hilton Hines, a 5'8 sophomore libero. Allie Davis, 5'7 sophomore outside. Madison Hirschman, a 5'4 senior serving a specialist. Maddie Juergens, 5'2 junior defensive specialist. Aurora Dreyer, 5'11 junior right side. Hampton Hines, 5'8 senior setter. Kenzie Simmonsma, a 6' senior middle. Those are the girls we expect to see on the court tonight. As we get set for our match against, we'll have the lights darkened right now as we get set for our match here tonight. Again, here on wearing pink tops, white numbers and letters. Mitchell wearing white tops tonight with gold numbers, and then they have black shoulders and sleeves on those tops tonight. Well, we're still doing some introductions here. I think both teams have been introduced. Yep, there we go. Ready to go with volleyball. Good evening, everyone. I'm Jeff Duffy. Glad to be along with you here again at the Huron Arena for Huron Tiger Volleyball. Again, that silent auction is still open. I just got a notice I got outbid on what I was bidding on. I'll still try to bid on something. Here on Tiger Girls in a huddle right now is Mitchell having their lineup check. So again, Mitchell in white, libero Guthmiller wearing a gold top. And then for Huron, Hilton Hines wearing the white top with black number and letter, while the rest of her teammates wearing the pink here tonight. Nice student section here tonight. I think it'll fill in once the football players get finished up with practice. They'll be joining the crowd as well. And we are ready. Hampton Hines will get our match underway, and the opening serve belongs to the Huron Tigers. Hines sets it up, and we are underway. I said 10 after 7. It's 10 after 7. Set to the left. The hit. Tigers got a block on it. Dug out by Hilton Hines. Hampton sets. Claggett right side. Up the middle. Too long. And Mitchell has the first lead. 1-0 on a hitting error by Huron. Now serving for Mitchell is Addie Seamson. Seamson, a lefty, serves off the top of the net. Nope, stayed on the Mitchell side of the net. So each team with an error. Mitchell's a serving error. And we're tied at one. And Deja Claggett will serve for Huron. Tied at one, just underway here at the arena. Claggett serves back row. Serve, receive, Mitchell. Set to the right. The hit back row. Tigers dig it out, bumped ahead. Backline attack, Hampton Hines up the middle. Nice dig back row by Mitchell. Here's the hit, cross court off of Claggett, and Mitchell gets the kill, and it's 2-1. The kill for Lauren Van Overschild, and I got a girl. I'm not sure who that is. There's a number 24 out there, and Mitchell does not have a 24 on the roster. That might be Sawyer Stabner, but I'm not sure on that yet. Set by Hines from the middle. Meg Mordeth through the block. Nice dig back row. Annan. Left side hit. Dig in the back row. And cracked down by Hampton Hines. Third hit. Free balled Meg Mordeth. Mitchell. The set to the left. That's the tip. I believe that's Stabner. Pass ahead. Left. Allie Davis with the hit. Down the line. Misplayed in the back row. Davis gets the first kill of the night for Huron. And we're tied at two. Had some long volleys here already, and we've only had 4 points total. Serving for Huron is Hilton Hines. Tigers almost didn't get their sub in, and we're going to have a whistle, and what is that? I think it's a warning on the Huron bench that they didn't get the do the sub in properly. Now Deb Thill wants a explanation as well. And a lot of standing here right now, and Huron will have the serve. Again, Simmonsma was checking in, but she was still sliding into the lineup when Hilton Hines served the ball. And then down official made a signal I'm not familiar with. Serve received Stabner, set, back set, right side hit, up the middle. Hampton Hines kind of shanked it. Hilton keeps it alive, third hit. Heaved across by Clegg. All got it across, but out by about a foot right now. Huron looks a little out of sync. Mitchell attacking, and Huron kind of back on their heels. Coming in to serve for Mitchell is Alyssa Delahant. Mitchell leading 3-2 here early on. Delahant to serve for the Colonels. Back row Claggett. Hampton will set. Left side for Dreyer into the net, and then a double hit off the net by Huron, and Mitchell up 4-2 in set one. Didn't see who got the block on that for the Colonels. 4-2 lead Mitchell. Delahant serving. Back to the corner, Allie Davis. Set in the middle. Here's the tip by Davis, dug out by Mitchell. Bumped over to the left. Stabner with the hit, cross court. Shank, but Tigers get control, and now we have a late whistle. And a double hit going to go on Huron. And Mitchell's up 5-2 in the first set. Delahant again with the serve. Back row, Claggett. Set by Hines, and Davis will tip to the corner. Kept alive by Mitchell. Couple girls ran into each other. Free ball by Stabner. Quick set, Hines to the corner. Nice dig back row by Mitchell. That was Seamson. Block at the net, Simmonsma. Now they hit by Stabner into the net. They played it off the net, but could not control it. And Huron gets one back, 5-3 off the air by the Mitchell Colonels. Guth Miller back in to play back row for Mitchell, and Maddie Juergens to serve and play back row for the Huron Tigers. Juergens with the serve. Back row serve receives Stabner. Set up the middle for Stabner. Tips to the corner. Nobody home. Mitchell up 6-3. First kill of the match for Stabner. Again, I'm assuming that is Stabner, normally number 14, but 24, and that's not listed on the roster. Serving, Kenna Solik. Serve, receive, Claggett. Bumped by Hines, free balled by Claggett. Mitchell can set it up, Seamson sets. Left side, and we have a whistle before the attack. Double hit going to go, I believe, on the setter. Here on back within 2-6-4. Allie Davis to serve for the Huron Tigers. Serve receive, back row Stabner. Back set, right side hit, up the middle. Nobody can get the dig. Campbell Weedy with the kill, her first. Mitchell back up 3-7-4. Huron really hasn't been able to get a run going right now. Van Overshield in the front row for Mitchell, and serving is Stabner. Back row serve, received Juergens. Back set, here's the hit. Simmonsma back row, Mitchell with the dig. Set over to left, Van Overshield pops it back row. Hines off the net, gets to Claggett. Claggett tips up the middle, Van Overshield there. Tip across, off the net, and a forehand attack by Mitchell. They say no block on Huron, so on the forehand attack, Huron gets one back. It's 7-5, Mitchell leading. Madison Hirschman in. Serving specialist for the Huron Tigers. Sends it back row. Serve receives Stabner. Shanks it. That's an ace. Huron within 1-7-6. Ace for Madison Hirschman. Hirschman again on the serve for Huron. Trying to tie it up here in set one. Sent it to the corner. Reaching out to get it, Mitchell. They'll pass ahead. Van Overshield will tap it back row, Davis. Hampton with the set. Claggett with the hit up the middle. Stabner there. Set across left side. Van Overshield tips it. Hirschman there. Bumped by Hines. Claggett right side to the corner. Goes long. And Huron just has not had any accuracy with their hitting so far. Another error, and it's 8-6. Mitchell leading. Hilton Hines into a libero it for the Huron Tigers. Guthmiller is serving for Mitchell. Sends it back row, Davis. And, oh, overpass and hit back, and it would have went out. Mitchell played it anyway, and they get the kill, drilling it right up the middle on the overpass. That was Addie Seamson with the kill, and Mitchell back up by 3-9-6. Guthmiller serving. Back row, Juergens. Hines will bump it across. Claggett, left side, pops it back row. Seamson with the set. To the left, they hit Van Overschild. Dig by Hines. Hampton sets. Claggett, left side, hits it out, and Huron just out of sync completely on the attack. Mitchell up 10-6, and Huron wants a timeout. 10-6, Mitchell leading. We'll take a break here of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Timeout here on Tigers. Wake up call, hopefully, as the Tigers have not looked sharp. Mitchell has. And the Colonels leading 10-6 in set one. Guthmiller to serve, looking to keep momentum going for her Colonels. Serve back row, Juergens. Hines comes out to get it. Left side, Claggett with the hit. Block back at the net. On the block is Tiana Meadows for Mitchell, and Mitchell up 11-6 in set one. Guthmiller preparing to serve for the Mitchell Colonels as they have all the momentum here to start off this match. Serve back row, Davis. Hampton Hines back sets, make more death right, just has to tap it back row. Dig by Mitchell, and free ball Van Overschild, back row Juergens. Hampton Hines quick set over the top of the net, saved by Mitchell. Nice play off and overpass here on. Mitchell gets control of it. Left side hit, and Seamson goes wide left, hitting air Mitchell. Huron gets one back. It's 11-7. That was a 4-0 run by Mitchell. That just ended. Hampton Hines serving. She's serving for the second time. Huron's made a complete rotation now as Hampton serves for the second time. Back row, serve receives Stabner. Quick set, and going up and deciding to hit was Seamson, and she swatted it down the middle for the kill. Mitchell gets the point right back. It's 12-7. Seamson just took the pass from the back row, decided I'm going attacking. She's left-handed, which makes it look a little odd as well. Mitchell up five. Serve goes long. Service error by Seamson. Huron gets one back. Mitchell up 12-8. Second service error on Mitchell. Claggett serving for the Huron Tigers, trying to get something going here in set one. And that serve will go long. We swap service errors, and Mitchell back up 5, 13-8. First service error on Mitchell. Huron, I got one kill, one ace, and that's it here so far out of the 8 points, so mostly their points have been off Mitchell airs, as Huron hasn't been able to get anything going except airs of their own. Bump by Hampton Hines. Here's the tip by Allie Davis back row. Dug out by Stabner. Stabner will hit. Go with the tip right to Hampton Hines. Bump ahead. Left side, Davis will hit. Through the block, drops it in. Allie Davis defeated the block. She was probably a couple of steps away from the net. Davis with her second kill. She has both kills for Huron in set one. 13-9, Hilton Hines serving. Serve receive back row. Set to the right. The hit cross court, wide left. Hitting air Mitchell. That was Hope Flippin. And Huron back within three, 13-10. Hilton Hines. Back row serve received Stabner. Set back to Sawyer. Her hit left side. Shanked in the back row. Eight up. Hilton Hines. Kill for Stabner. 14-10 Mitchell. Stabner with her second kill. And serving for Mitchell is Alyssa Delahunt. Off the top of the net, and illegal hit going to go on Mackenzie Simmonsma. That'll be an ace. And again, when it catches all the net and rolls through, there's not a lot you can do on serve receive. Simmonsma's not normally looking to do serve receive. Ace for Delahunt, first of the night for Mitchell. They're back up 15-10. Serve back row, Claggett. Quick set across. Hines got the line. That second hit, quick set by Hampton Hines. Here on back within four, 15-11. First kill for Hampton. And here on get momentum, they really haven't been able to get more. They've really struggled getting two or three points in a row at the same time. Mitchell has to do that double switch to get Guthmiller back on the floor. And Maddie Juergens to serve for the Huron Tigers. Serve back to the corner. Serve receives Stabner. Set to the left. The hit, and that will go way long. Hitting error by Weedy. Here on back within three at 15-12. Still in set one. Juergens serving. See if she can start to build some momentum for the Huron Tigers. Juergens sails it back row. Guthmiller. Seamson will back set. Right side hit. Tigers got a block on it. Set for Simmonsma. Her hit drops it in the middle. And Mitchell could not get to it. Simmonsma pulls here on within two, 15-13. First kill for Kenzie Simmonsma. As Huron getting their best rally so far in set one. Juergens sends it back row. Stabner. Seamson with the set. Stabner with the tip. Blocked at the net. Tigers get it back cross. Mitchell almost misplayed it. At the net. Blocked by Simmonsma. Set for Stabner. Her hit through the block. Mitchell stayed with it. Huron was blocking well. Stabner stayed with it. And then she got it to deflect off the block and out. Third kill for Stabner. Mitchell back up three at 16-13. Kenna Solik to serve for the Mitchell Colonels. Off the top of the net, Hilton Hines stays with it. Hampton sets. Davis with the hit up the middle. Nobody home. Allie Davis pulls here on back within two, 16-14. Davis with her third kill. She'll step back and serve for Huron. As Claggett moves into the front row. Serve to the corner. Stabner kind of shanks it. They keep it alive. Hit left side. Dig by Juergens. Set for Claggett. Left side. Down the middle. Nobody home. Huron within one. 16-15. Deja with her first kill. And Huron a chance to tie. Davis serving. Sawyer Stabner on the serve receive. Set to her on the right side. Tips it. Juergens misplayed it. It was just a tip to Juergens. Looked like it was right there, but Maddie misplayed it. Kill for Stabner, and Mitchell gets the lead back up to two at 17-15. Now Stabner in the back row to serve. And doesn't even get it to the net. Service error here on back within one, 17-16. Third service error on Mitchell here in set one. Madison Hirschman to serve. She registered an ace her last time in as the serving specialist. Hirschman serve, and Mitchell had three girls look at each other. Nobody moved a muscle, and Solik almost caught it. We're tied at 17. Second ace for Hirschman, and no communication on the Colonel side of the floor. Here on a chance to take a lead. I think the first time in the set. Set to the left. Van Overschild tips over the block and out. No touch, no touch. And Huron has their first lead at 18-17. Deb Thill saying there was a touch by Huron. From my vantage point, I didn't think so. And, well, Thill gets her explanation, and it will count. And Mitchell wants a timeout. Here on their first lead, 18-17 in set one. Timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Huron Tigers on their best run of the night, an 8-2 run for Huron. And they lead for the first time, 18-17. Each team has burned a timeout here in set one. Madison Hirschman ready to serve for the Huron Tigers. Hirschman puts it to the corner and drops it at the feet of Stavener. And again, Mitchell just not moving to the ball. It was like everybody wanted to get in their position, and nobody took the position of serve-receive. That's three aces in this set for Madison Hirschman. Here on up two, 19-17. Send it back row. Stavener kind of shanks it. Keeps it alive, though. Third hit free-balled by Solik. Huron can set it up. Set in the middle, tipped by Meg Moore. Death blocked at the net by Mitchell. I believe that was Flippin who got the block in. That ends the Huron run. And Mitchell back within one at 19-18. Colonels will serve with Paige Guthmiller. 19-18. Huron leads by one in set one. Serve back row, Hilton Hines. Pass ahead, Davis. Just going to be a free ball by Hampton Hines. Back row. Set to the left, Van Overschild goes left and just wide. And here on back up two, 2018. That was a gamble over there. I think it was Davis who was over there on the sideline. Let it go. It was out. It's the side that I'm closest to, and it was out by about a foot. Here on up 2018, and Hampton Hines serving. Hines puts it back row, Stavener. Quick set and the hit and shanked into the stands. Second time that Seamson has taken a pass from the back row from Stavener and just attacked on the second hit instead of setting. And Mitchell back within one, 2019. Colonels serving with Addie Seamson. Serve receive Hilton Hines. Hampton will set across for Claggett. Her hit up the middle. Stavener, a nice dig. Kept alive Stavener. Nope, we had two girls come together. Stavener and Seamson. Nobody seemed to know for sure who should take control. And the ball falls short of the net. 21-19. Huron back up by two. Claggett serving for Huron. Claggett back rows. Stavener there with the serve receive. Back set. And we have an illegal hit, I believe, going to go Seamson, a two-hit attack. And here on their biggest lead here at 22-19, Mitchell going to take their second timeout right here. Here on up 22-19 in set one. We'll take a break of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today. Dakota Sports, KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Mitchell has used both timeouts. Huron is pulled ahead by three, 22-19 here in set one after Mitchell led for much of the away. Huron did not take a lead till 18-17. Now 22-19, Mitchell out of timeouts. Huron serving with the three-point lead. Served by Claggett, back row Stavener, set to the left. There's a tip over the block, dug out by Hines. Hilton will pass it ahead. Allie Davis pops it back row, Stavener. Back set, right side hit. Back row played by Hines. Hampton will set, make more depth, drops it to the corner. Nobody home. Here unable to set the offense. That was something we weren't seeing earlier in the set. Meg Moradeth, her first kill, and here on 2 points away at 23-19. Here on now on a 13-4 run. over Mitchell. Serve back row, Stadner. Seamson will set. It's going to be a two-hand tip across by Flippen. Set to the left. Here's the hit. Davis into the net. Think Allie just got a little too wound up there. Getting the chance to attack. Point back to Mitchell is 23-20 Huron. Ava Brannon will serve and play back row for the Mitchell Colonels. Huron up three. To do a little work on the net there with the pin closest to the scorer's table. Now we're ready to play. Serve back row, Davis, not a great pass, overpass, Mitchell plays it, hit goes into the back row, Huron can set it up, set for Meg Moore, Death tips to the back row, shanked in the back row by Seamson, and Huron at set point, 24-20 off the Meg Moore Death kill. Looked like Mitchell played one there that would have went out, I think, on the serve received by Huron, instead at set point, Hilton Hines serving, Guth Miller from the back row, overpass and into the net. Goes Mitchell. Now Huron, a call goes against Simisma. Mitchell went into the net. I'm not sure what the call was on Simisma, but Mitchell stays alive at 24-21. Alyssa Delahunt will serve for Mitchell. Has to be perfect. Serve back row, Claggett. Hines will set. To the left, Davis lots it down the middle. Nice dig, back row, Delahan. Send it up ahead, left side hit, Stavner. Claggett there. Quick set by Hines off the top of the net. Mitchell digs it off. Left side, the hit by Stavner. Dug out by Hilton Hines. Goes into the back scoreboard, nobody home. And Mitchell pulls within 24-22. Fifth kill for Stavner, and Huron going to use their last timeout. Huron leading 24-22. Mitchell, though, making some noise. We'll take a break here of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Need a low monthly payment? At Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron, it's the least we can do. Leased vehicles mean reduced maintenance costs and tax benefits. Save on a new Buick Encore GX. Lease now only $399 a month. Or choose a 2024 Chevy Trax. Lease for only $299 a month. Drive on a new GMC 1500 Crew Cab. Lease for $642 a month. It's the least we can do. At the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name. Same great service.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Both teams out of timeout. Huron still at set point, but Mitchell has the serve with Delahunt. Back row, Hilton Hines. Hampton will set to the left. Davis up the middle. Nice dig. Back row, Brannon. He'll set it off to the right. Free ball to Crost. An illegal hit. Going to go on Mitchell. The pass went to Flippen. I don't think she was really ready for it. Backpedaling. Got called for the illegal hit. And Huron takes the first set, 25-22. We'll take a break here of 2 minutes. Back to the arena. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
An orthopedic care. HRMC introduces Dr. Kevin Hofer, a proud Huron native, bringing revolutionary orthopedic care to our community. Dr. Hofer offers expertise in robotic-assisted surgery for less pain and a faster recovery. Superior orthopedic care is available locally. Join us in welcoming Dr. Hofer and embracing the future of orthopedics. HRMC, the right care is right here.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! The school year places a heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways, so unnoticed visual problems can impact a child's capacity to learn. Don't put up